Ram DM Radio will not air today.
The opinions you love.
It's the takeover. The Surfer Network is live.
The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
I feel my power from this network slipping away from me slowly. I'm losing it. But we are here.
So you feel like you can put...
Look, I got an hour. Be quiet. This is still the Surfing Network on Rant EM Radio.
Man,
and we're here for the Hell in a Cell post-game show.
That's what you do.
And we're here to listen to Ray whine and cry.
You put your little intros all over the place. That's what you do.
Ray thinks Randy Orton is a real viper.
No, I think Randy Orton is. I think Randy Orton is a fucking monotone boner having to the ring motherfucker. I hate him.
So Double S joined by Tony C.
Double S
and Rage, and you. All you gotta do is give us a call. What's the phone number? Anybody know? Anybody know?
Trivia. No.
Trivia.
215.
201-808-6011.
Let the man speak the phone number.
4516.
Or you can Skype us at SilverSurfer_Forever. Come on now. We want to hear what you thought about tonight's pay-per-view. Was it better than Bound for Glory?
Shut the hell up. Why you gotta do that? Of course everybody's gonna say that shit. Fuck out of here. What is it with you? Damn. You didn't like Bound for Glory? Okay, you didn't like Bound for Glory.
I'm doing my job, man. I posted a question out there for people listening on the chat room, calling in.
You posted a ridiculous question.
It's not ridiculous.
Yes, it is. It's ridiculous.
So, anywho, we should be joined by Double A at some point, you know, once he get out to the parking lot, get into his car, he'll give us a call.
After they've done
I think I did see him a couple times on camera, you know.
No.
He had a hot dog in his hand, a beer, and some cotton candy.
I mean, I know where he sat.
You saw him, right? I saw him.
He sent me a picture. He sent me a picture via Twitter, and he sat like right near the stage.
Okay,
like he sat at the stage.
So can I look at the picture on Twitter?
You can look for it yourself.
I'm just saying, you know, I got Twitter.
I don't know your Twitter.
I don't say I got Twitter.
I don't know your Twitter.
I know Double A's Twitter.
I know, so go ahead and look for it yourself.
Man, you just sound salty.
Rage is feeling some type of way right
you
now.
You sound salty.
You gotta calm down.
You just sound salty.
You got thumbs. Use them.
Posted a photo on Instagram. Rant. The rant on Twitter, folks. Look at this picture. So we had some title changes tonight. We had some Hell in a Cell. I don't see Double A in the picture.
Cause he isn't gonna take a picture of himself. That's
right, so I did see him on camera though. Let's see.
Okay, so if you saw him on camera.
Yeah, he had a big thin cotton candy, man.
How come you didn't screenshot it?
Why would I do that?
Of course you wouldn't do it, of course.
This guy said that pay-per-view was a waste of time.
Yeah?
Yes, it was a waste of time. You're damn right.
Hey, that's what we're here for. Everybody have their opinions.
A giant waste of life.
I thought it was okay. I mean, like, geez. I mean...
I'll tell you what.
WWE.
Two things I got excited for. Of course, John Cena won and AJ won. Point blank, period, end of story.
HBK is still in love with his boyfriend. Triple McMahon. Triple McMahon.
Hunter Helmsley McMahon.
So let's go over the results. Damian Sandow beat Kofi Kingston in the pre-show.
go home.
Nobody gave a damn. Be honest. The Rhodes retained against the Usos and the Shield.
Now that legitimately pissed me off.
Why? Because the Usos didn't win.
Of course they didn't. Of course they're always
Why should the Rhodes explain to me why the Rhodes, who just won the belt, should lose it right away?
Because they're trying to build a match for them at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but that's down the line. That's down the line. Right now, they hold on to the belts, and then you have to at least January to break them up.
We're about to enter Mania season.
Okay, and you don't have to prepare them feuding until like 6 weeks out.
You know what? WWE likes to do shit ahead of time anyway. So what's so bad about it?
Stop bitching, man. Stop being a bitch.
Oh,
jeez. Okay.
Shut up, pops.
Okay. Next match we had was somebody help me out here.
Was after that match when the Miz came out.
Yeah, the Miz came out, tried to take on the Wyatt family. Then Kane came down, helped up the Miz, then choke slammed the shit out of him.
And I told y'all he wasn't going to become one of the Wyatt family. I told y'all.
Well, we still don't know that yet. It's possible.
He's not.
Anything's possible.
If he was going to join, he would have came out in a fucking Hawaiian shirt and khaki.
That's not how you do Kane. Kane's going to be Kane.
If he was going to become one of the Wyatt family.
He don't need to come out in Hawaiian shirt and khaki. That's the motherfucking Kane. He's going to come out dressed the way he's dressed.
Okay, no, he won't. He was going to dress the part. He was going to become the member.
Man, if you would only learn, if you would only egomicate yourself.
Oh my god! One more time, I'm going to fucking back in.
All right, we got a call from our on-site reporter, Double A.
But you guys are not on the air. What the hell?
What do you mean you're not on the air?
You're not on the air.
You're not on the air. You.
Oh well.
Yeah,
he thought he was.
Yeah, the
intro and everything.
Well, I recorded. Listen, folks.
You better be recording, I hope.
Of course I'm recording. Sorry.
But you're not on the air, though. I'm here standing
in the concert. I'm on the air now.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. Before you start yelling and screaming, we're here waiting in the concourse, and we're waiting in the concourse. Now we're outside. We're walking along Biscayne Bay here, or Biscayne Boulevard, I should say. And we're walking back to the car, and I'm thinking, what the hell? Suffer's not on the air. He stiffed me on a very important night when I entrusted my network with him.
Why would I do that?
At least I did my
Why
shit
would
right.
I do that? Okay, folks, I apologize. I am recording. So the first 8 minutes is recorded. So you can go back and listen to it. It's an excuse to go download. We want you to download it anyway. Okay?
They're blaming it on chicken spread in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Notice. This never happens when I host.
Mm-hmm. No, you have technical problems. All right, so how was the feeling in the building tonight, Double A?
Well, as you can tell, I'm a little not out of breath. I'm just kind of, and I'm watching an F-350 try to maneuver in a very tiny parking space. Right,
at least I did my shit right.
Shut up. Anyway.
Shut up.
So this is my gist of what happened and how I feel about the event and things like that. I feel the event was adequate. I thought it was very good. Probably one of the better events we've attended, right, David?
Yeah, right.
It was solid. Now, we've attended many events here in this building over the years, you know, and a lot of them involving John Cena moment. I have to say the most entertaining part, though, of the night had to have been the cherry picker. And I don't know if that came out on television, the cherry picker incident. But, there's another part that you guys didn't get to see. Only we got to see.
Mm-hmm.
Was the fat kid that tried to break into the ringside area when the pay-per-view went off the air and tried to mingle with the referees, and he got taken out by WWE security.
Well, he got all lucky, because I like it better when they get their ass whipped by a wrestler when they try to get involved, you know?
Back in the old WCW days.
Now, did you guys see anything with the cherry picker?
No, what are you talking about, the cherry picker?
The cherry picker that Paul Heyman came in.
Oh, yeah, okay, the lift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we saw...
Oh, my God. If you would have seen the technical difficulties that were going on...
We saw them.
Yeah.
They were just...
Well, when it was trying to come out, right?
Yeah, we saw that. When it came back to pick up Heyman, it was just as bad.
Oh, we didn't see that.
The guy almost lost control of the cherry picker and drove into the audience.
Yeah, they didn't show us that.
Dumbasses!
They ran over the pyro in the set. That was the first thing. And then there was a few other things. But that guy, he's going to lose his job tonight.
Oh, shit.
Well, at least the power didn't go out or whatever happened last month.
We don't have those issues in Miami. We got hurricanes, so we know how to prepare for power outages. We've got a Fear the Beard truck here in the parking garage.
That would have been some funny shit.
So did you get your cotton candy?
No, I didn't get cotton candy. Because
I thought I saw you in the picture eating cotton candy, but I guess that wasn't
you. No. In fact, I got to tell you, $11 for a can of margarita.
You bought margarita?
What the hell?
It's $1 cheaper at Heat Games.
You bought margarita, huh?
No, I didn't.
Double A.
Go ahead.
Zeb, when Zeb said 80% of you guys in the building were illegal.
Yeah, was he speaking to you, man? Did that hit home?
Wonder.
What was that?
When Zeb was saying Zeb. About the, y'all 80%ers.
First of all, I was born here. Second, when you make a comment like that, you think you it's directed. You're still not a real American, Double A.
I mean,
one more comment. You know, the fine folks in Miami, they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely don't know how to behave in certain situations. They were stealing the Hell in a Cell chairs after the event, and the security in the building. Excuse me, sir, that chair doesn't belong to you, and, yeah.
You see that? We don't do that up in the New York, New Jersey area. You Miami folk ain't got no sense.
Yeah, but it's an embarrassment to be from Jersey.
Anyway, you keep saying it's an embarrassment.
All that toxic waste and shit.
Steel chairs.
So
listen, I'm not gonna talk and drive. The gist of it was that the event was good. I enjoyed myself. My friend David enjoyed himself. I believe the 10,000 people that were there that tonight enjoyed themselves. The building was not sold out, but it was packed.
Was that a shot to TNA?
Yes, it was.
You know, Rage is blaming me and Tony C for Daniel Bryan losing tonight.
Yes, because y'all open y'all big mouths, and that's what had to happen. Y'all had
XAA. He saw that finish coming a mile away.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I saw a lot of things coming my own way, right? Actually. But listen, I'm going to tell all the news and the dirt and everything that it was a very nice night. It was a peaceful night. There were very little incidents. We watched about 35 people fall on their ass going up and down the stairs, and that was interesting. But yes, it was a good night, and I will definitely tell my stories Tuesday night on the rant, and yes. And the next time we're on pay-per-view will be for the Survivor Series, where I guarantee you at 11 o'clock we'll be on the air. Anyway.
Oh, nice cheap plug.
Oh, no, that's not a cheap plug. That's just reality. But he just ran over the market.
Oh, my God. Double A. You taking shots?
Double A. 10-2, yeah. Double A. 10-2, okay?
10-2? No, I don't drive like that. I drive at 5-6. All right.
Yeah.
So,
were there any other halves sawed off?
You see, they closed off the interesting way. The interesting way used to be that way towards the talent entrance.
All right.
Watch on Tuesday. Let's go looking like a fool.
All right. What was the match of the night for you?
The match of the night has to be the tag team match.
Really?
The tag team match, because the spot that sold everything was the superplex. Off the top rope, onto the outside, onto the guy's below.
See, I didn't catch part of the most of that match because we was having trouble getting a picture.
Yes, I'm sure. Getting the picture, huh?
I don't think there was a match of the night for me.
Did you guys think it was a bad pay per view?
No. No, we okay, didn't.
I'd give it a 5 out of 10, but
and you gave Bound for Glory a 7 out of 10 last week.
I didn't say 7 out of 10.
Yes, you did. Let's pull the audio.
Wait, did I say 7 out of 10? I thought I said 6.
No, you said 7.
Even if you said 6, you're saying that's still better than WWE pay per view. Give me a break. This was by far one of the better pay per views of the year for the WWE.
This show was not one of the better pay per views of the year.
So with that, I'm going to let you guys get back to your
poster. So Mania 29 was better than that.
So you can take other callers. Rage, set the hell up. So
no, we can take callers now. And, nobody likes calling.
And I'm passing by the WWE production trucks and everything right now. And I bid you all a fine farewell. I'll talk to you on Tuesday night. Oh, and pictures to come, by the way. Pictures to come. And video. Plenty of video.
So
I'll show you the... You'll see the cherry picker, by the way, crash into the audience. I have video on it.
So, when Hulk Hogan came out, did he get a big?
I gotta tell you something. We talked about costumes earlier. There was a Hulk Hogan. There was a Roddy Piper. There was a Stone Cold Chewy Austin.
Ooh.
And there was a few others. There was an AJ.
Ooh.
Who tried to scam the security and tried to get to the front row, and they told her, no, get your ass back up to the cheap seats.
By the way, don't upload your videos on YouTube, because WWE is going to try and take them off.
AA has his own methods, so shut up. Anyway.
Yo, and quit telling me to shut up.
AA,
yeah, I'm kind of nervous about what Zed might see in Orlando tomorrow night.
He's going to call you, all sorts of things.
You gonna call us orange pickers or something?
Exactly. He'll call you all orange pickers. Farm workers. So, there's a lot of farm workers in South Florida. We got strawberry fields out here, okay?
Oh, God.
Strawberry and what else do we grow down here? Strawberries and...
Horse.
Oranges is up north, but mangoes and...
Cocaine.
And avocados and
you grow a horse
and coca leaves
and cactus pears and things like that.
Miami grows whores.
You would say that. And of course, typical Miami traffic. All right, guys, get back to your post show.
All right. Thanks for calling, Double A.
Like how you're supposed to do it. Not take a pair of sandwiches with you to the event. You know.
Let it go, okay?
I can't let it go, okay? I find it offensive that you would buy a $1.58 can of chicken spread and call that a meal.
Yep. Wait. He still shares a Netflix with me, so that's extra.
It was a snack, okay?
Oh man.
You share a damn.
And when are you going to do your taste test on it?
That's to come.
Okay.
All right. And I guarantee you, it'll be the first time I throw up on camera.
Okay.
Oh.
Chicken spread, Mr. Dave.
I guarantee you're going to like it.
I ain't the only one that's never heard of chicken spread.
So?
What can you imagine chicken spread being, David?
I have no clue.
You're speechless. No. No, that's not the Jessica Simpson thing, okay?
That was tuna.
She's talking about tuna.
You're talking about chicken of the sea? No, that's not that stuff, no. Chicken spread is like, ground up chicken? Like, you know that deviled ham? Yeah, figure that in like chicken. Like chicken paste. Exactly.
Ugh. You put it
anyway. Good night, boys. I'll talk to you on Tuesday night.
Okie doke.
Bye.
I'll tell you what's going to happen.
Don't worry, everybody. Give him a hand. Let's talk about the results here, okay?
I'll tell you what. Everybody on this network is going to quit telling me to shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Ray.
So Kane returns and unleashes his rage on the Wyatt family and then chokeslam the hell out of the Miz. Fandango and Summer Rae beat the Great Khali and Natalya. That's fucked up.
That really is fucked up.
Yeah.
I said this in the chat. Natalya needs to leave WWE right now.
And go where?
ROH or TNA?
TNA, TNA, where they barely pay these women $20 a match?
Excuse me, I said ROH and TNA, or TNA. ROH
and that's a big pay cut.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know what? It's a decent gig, better than what she's getting right now.
Big
how?
She's getting cheated like
on a freaking reality show.
We're supposed to believe that she's fucking the Great Khali, and she's on a terrible reality show. That's a goddamn shame, man.
Big Teddy Langston defeat Dean Ambrose by countout, so that's going to continue on.
Yeah, they do the brothers
they are loving. They want that belt on.
See, CM Punk defeats Ryberg and Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman gets his ass whipped on top of the cage
like a bitch
with two swift hits of the cane. And
Los Matadores defeats the Real Americans, and Zeb gets gored again.
Talk about piss. That what pissed me off. The Tea Party Movement lost to the fucking Matadors.
Gives a damn about the fucking Tea Party Movement, man. John Cena defeats the Alberto Del Rio to win the World Heavyweight Championship.
Woo! Yeah.
And I see a long title reign for him this time.
No, it's not gonna be long because dude got the money in the bank. So anyway,
that don't mean he's gonna win it.
He ain't gonna cash that in.
AJ Lee defeats Brie Bella.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And then for the and cap off the show, Shawn Michaels did get a super kick in and win the match.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
I predicted Shawn Michaels was gonna win. And he won.
He did.
Randy Orton is just a title holder. He ain't the real champion. Triple H and Shawn Michaels, they're the real champions.
DX still running the wrestling world.
Why don't Shawn just pull his pants down and suck his dick already? Jeez.
Oh, man.
No, it's not that, man. It's friendship, man. Something you don't have. You don't have any friends. So your friend asks you to do something, you do it.
I don't have any friends.
That's right.
He did it because it was best for business.
I am not playing when I say that. I don't have not a damn friend on my fucking friends list.
Shawn Michaels got a nice pay-per-view payday rage.
And then in the booth, you had
R-Truth. R-Truth.
Wearing the same fucking suit he wore in the promos for the pay-per-view.
That's probably the only suit he owns.
Really?
And
it looked like he looked like that suit was loaned to him and shit, you know?
Exactly. And Fredhead walked in.
Caitlin, she disappeared off the face of the earth for months, and now she's commentating on pay-per-view. Took Vicky Guerrero's place this month.
She looks sexy. Woo! Woo!
She lost the blonde in her hair.
She doesn't need the blonde in the hair.
Just saying, she lost it. Restlesses all sticking out and everything.
Rage, so what? Rage, what? You don't what? What you?
Rage was touching himself.
Fuck you, no. Ass.
So do you use lotion or cold cream?
Yo, he's fucking testing me. He's testing me. Fucking asshole. Okay.
The pay-per-view was as good as you could do for one of these over. I mean, this is the time of year. It's just too many pay-per-views and too confined of a time.
Doesn't matter. This is the last.
And when you compare this to the last two, this has been the best of the three. You did get a fucking winner.
This wasn't one of the best pay-per-views of the year.
Did I say that? Is anybody saying that?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no one's saying that it was. All we're saying was, compared to the last, out of the last three, this was the better one. And it was certainly better than TNA. That Bound for Glory shit.
Hey, guess what? guess what? You keep comparing it to Bound for Glory. Nobody compares TNA to WWE pay-per-view, so why don't you do that?
Listen, right? When you put on your best pay-per-view, your premier show, you're supposed to put an A effort. It should be at least in the top third of what the WWE puts on a pay-per-view. Okay?
Okay.
And that shit was subpar.
They couldn't even fill the whole...
Just talking
6%
about...
of the arena was filled. Sick.
Oh my God! So you know what? You people love to harp on that the damn thing was half empty. You people
that's
love
less
the
than
harp
half,
on
man.
That.
What kind of mad? What kind
that's
of
your Achilles heel? Is that your Achilles heel? You're going to talk about the attendance? Jesus Christ! That's what makes a pay-per-view? That's what makes the pay-per-view now is the attendance. That's what you're looking at.
Well,
you're looking
you know, atmosphere.
The matches were.
Atmosphere means a lot, you know.
How would y'all know? Y'all barely watched the pay-per-view.
No, we watched the whole
thing. Y'all was sitting there conversating. It ain't like y'all was
and watching.
And watching the pay-per-view.
Y'all wasn't watching shit. Y'all wasn't
Ray,
watching damn thing.
You gonna defend TNA?
I sat there and watched that whole 3 hours of pay per view. Y'all ain't watched shit but talk and conversate. And please,
you know we this is being recorded, so you know for all time you're gonna be a whiner. You don't want that. You don't want to be listed as a whiner, Rage.
I don't give a
just,
damn.
Just let come on, breathe, blow it out.
Hey, pops.
Breathe it in.
Hey, pops,
blow it out.
Pops, no.
Man,
sorry.
Pop my dick, okay?
I fucking hate surfer. Gotta be the asshole.
Stop with that pop shit. I mean, geez.
You keep talking about Bound for Glory, and I'm gonna go back to it.
Yeah, all right. We tired of talking about shit. Okay, we're gonna talk about
asshole,
folks. I'm looking at the number again. Please call somebody 215.
So you can
253-4516. Let's hear from somebody. Even
let's
Swax,
somebody,
man. Swax, if you want to call. Oh, I shouldn't say that, but Swax, you want to call with.
Go ahead. Call it. Let's go, Swax.
Where you at, Ralph?
Do it, Swax.
Where you at, Lee? Where you at, Leezy?
Well, Nixon, why don't you call it? Nixon, come on, B-Megs. Get somebody on the line other than the surfer so we don't have to hear him for about 10, 15 minutes.
Hey, now. I take offense to that rage.
Oh, I bet you do.
Just because you're a mark and think that Daniel Bryan
don't keep calling me a mark. Don't keep calling me a
because you think good triumphs over evil and all that fairy tale buffoonery. Like you were really hurt that when Shawn Michaels kicked him in the jaw, you were hurt. It hurt you.
No, I was more hurt when I wasn't necessarily hurt. I was just disappointed that, of course, we're going back to the past and shit, and he just can't call a match right down the fucking middle. He can't call the match right down the middle. You know what? I blame Triple H and all this, because, of course, he had to set up a fucking fan vote. You know what? I blame the fans. That's what I do. I blame the fans because, of course, they had to run their big mouths and they had to get on the fucking.
Booker T would have did the same.
They had to get on the damn. They had to get on the apps. They had to get on the apps and text with their fucking thumbs. Yeah, all
Rage.
That.
Any other?
Man, Booker T wouldn't have done this. Booker T would have
Booker T
would have
gave him the booking or the citizenship.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Bob Backlund would have put him in the crossface.
Bob Backlund wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have done that. No, he wouldn't.
And Daniel Bryan is going home to Brie Bella. So, you know, he goes home to her every night. He's good.
He deserves better than Brie Bella.
He's all right.
He deserves way better than a Bella.
And now he can get started getting, you know, he'll be in the three-way. He'll have one more shot before then.
Well, one more shot. Yeah. Okay. What is he, Christian?
No. He'll probably be in the main event at Mania. He'll probably get it by Mania Rage. Him and Punk.
That's a big if.
They'll probably do a three-way with Orton and Punk and him.
At Mania? Punk. Come on now.
Right, I mean, because Randy Orton needs something to do. Who is he going to fight at Mania?
Nobody. Let's do that. Let's have him fight nobody. Let's keep him home. He's boring at Mania. He's boring.
Because you got to think they're setting Punk up to win the Rumble.
Every time he comes to the ring, it's like Tom just slows down a bit.
That's true, but
I ain't no fucking hater, Cash Cow.
Yes, you are.
Fuck you.
Whining.
Fuck you.
I don't know why you are hating on the 11th time world champion Randy.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Six of those weren't deserved, but okay.
We don't like the motherfucker. I don't like the motherfucker either, but the handwriting was on the wall.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
11 times the man is required.
Ring Boner can have his little fucking title reign. I don't give a fuck.
11 times the man. Cena just won 14.
He is two away from Ric Flair. That's crazy, though.
Yeah. I don't even complain about that. You marked out for that.
No, I'm not going to complain about that. You're damn right I ain't going to complain about that. Damn right.
I don't want to see Damian Sandow with the belt.
I don't want to see it with it either.
That belt needs a good long range.
I don't want to see Hogan in another ring ever again. I don't want to see Hogan in another damn promotion ever again.
Ain't nobody ever see Hogan wrestle.
That's true.
The Wire reports saying he's training for Mania 30. What the fuck is he going to do at Mania?
Uh-oh. We got to call it. William Morgan. What up?
What's up, people? What's going on?
I got somebody other than
we having an intervention here for Rage, so
ain't no damn intervention.
He's a mark.
Yeah, I am thoroughly disappointed in this pay-per-view for several
reasons. Oh my god. Yes,
thank you.
I'm disappointed. Disappointed.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us why.
Come on, Will.
Disappointed in this pay-per-view because the Usos didn't win. I was disappointed, and normally I would, you know, when you're right about something, you brag and boast about it. But in this particular instance, the way Randy Orton won was BS.
High five.
that was BS, and you know, you come out, you normally come on when you're right, you start bragging and boasting, but with that victory there was bullshit.
Okay, Tony Schiavone.
Go ahead and call Will and Mark, just like you called me and Mark.
The whole,
I mean, he's marking that a little bit right now.
Just the whole night in general, to me. If I would have paid for this, I would have been very even more disappointed than I am.
Wait,
now.
You didn't pay for it? We all paid for it.
You didn't pay for shit. We didn't.
Y'all some damn fools if you did.
You paid for the chicken that you ate. You ain't paid for the damn pay-per-view.
I'm going to make this statement, and I'm being real as I can be. The era for pay-per-views that you would pay for is long gone. Yeah. There's nothing that they put on right now that I'm spending any money on.
Then on top of it, when you get a tweet from Booker T, that would have never happened if I was the special ref.
That's a lie.
You goddamn right when it happened.
That is a lie.
Ain't no lie. That
they
was,
say
that
Booker, was... if you don't give him the booking, you fire. He's giving him the booking. Yes, master.
Like he got a job.
Yes, master.
Don't anything. What does he got to lose?
Hey, he got a check coming in. Hey, Ray, this is a recession out here.
He's fighting. What is he doing?
He's still working for the WWE.
He gets a check. Every
he's
payday.
Fired on TV. What the hell is? Are they? What is? What is he got to lose?
Let me tell you, guys, let me tell you, the Usos not winning is just a travesty of freaking justice. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Get him, sir.
They're not, you cannot tell me. You cannot tell me. The name Rhodes would be synonymous with us, our fans like us. These kids don't know the Rhodes brothers. These kids don't know the Rhodes family that when they look at TV and see them out there, they don't know. And their parents probably won't tell them or explain to them who they are and what their lineage is. So because of that point, the Usos are over. They're kid friendly. They're a better tag team than both the Shield and Cody Rhodes and Cody and Dustin. You cannot tell me.
I just got a text from Lee.
Uso,
he wants to know when the last time the WWE had a clean pay-per-view finish. He asked, was it SummerSlam?
Clean finish.
Daniel Bryan beat Cena clean. No interference. Oh, funny business.
Yeah.
But I will say, and like I say, it's just a travesty. It's just a travesty. And I don't care about Daniel Bryan. I don't care about Randy Orton. But the way that it happened is what just pisses you.
Let me ask you this. As a true wrestling fan and historian, didn't see that finish coming?
Oh, I saw it coming. I was just hoping that you wasn't going to get it.
Lee wants to know what made you think
coming, you gonna get it.
Lee wants to know what made you think the Usos was gonna win. We got B Mags on the line. B Mags,
what's up, B
Mags? Hey guys, how you doing?
All right, what you think of the pay per view?
The Usos are a better tag team. Period. That's what made me turn.
It's the Rhodes, the Rhodes dynasty.
Again, as I say, WWE is marking into what children.
They constantly screwing the Usos.
Are over with children.
It's the era of the Gold Roads.
Again, they're never going to get the belt.
Yeah, these children don't understand the roads. They don't understand who they are or where they come from. And again, the parents probably not explaining it to them. They're better than the Shield. They're better than the Rhodes brothers. Again, they got.
I don't know, man. Dusty and Cody, man. They're some fine wrestlers.
I'm not saying they're not good wrestlers, but at this point in time, with the way the Usos are being booked, it's just a travesty. They are over with WWE's main demographic that they're going to, and that's the kids. Even that, they even revamped their entrance to put them even more over. Come on, man.
Oh, come on now. Uso don't got nothing to complain about. He's sleeping with my woman. He's sleeping with my woman every night.
Oh, come on, man.
Right?
You can't break it down like
that. You gotta have a title.
He riding that thing like a hoppity hop.
You can't break it down like that because the whole point is those boys show every time they're out there night in and night out that they have the talent, that they're over. They prove it every time they're out there, win, lose, or sometimes draw.
But then they'll take it from the Rhodes, and when the Rhodes have their little explosion.
And they can't get a belt on their waist.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rage. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. Now you know what further pisses me off about that? They were supposed to be number one contenders like a long time ago. They won a match on Raw, and they couldn't even get a one-on-one title match. Yep. They had to be thrown into a triple threat match. And they had to earn their way in on that.
Hold up.
And can I say one more thing as well that pissed me off about this pay-per-view? It's kind of convenient that Curtis Axel gets hurt when Big E Langston was about to win the
Oscar.
Are we still on the air? Hold up.
It's total racism.
Hold up. Are we still on the air?
They're playing the feed. I mean, the feed is on, but it's behind. I'm listening. I hear it, but it's behind.
It's racism.
Again, I just think it's just perfectly convenient to have him hurt when Big E Langston should have been booked to beat you, and all of a sudden you come up with an injury. WWE couldn't even report what the injury was.
Why was
Big E Langston supposed to beat Curtis Axel?
They couldn't even give him the U.S. title.
To make sense.
Why was he supposed to beat Curtis Axel?
Because it makes
sense. Ask the question.
Because it makes sense. Here you are, you got Curtis Axel looking weak every night on TV, but he all of a sudden becomes Superman and wins at every pay-per-view he's in.
That makes no sense. That is the nature of the IC title. No.
Vicky Langston, though, makes
sorry. That's the nature of the IC title. You lose during the week, so when you get to the pay-per-view, you keep the title. Because
and
if
that
you,
shows, and just from what you said, that shows the value of the Intercontinental Championship.
No, it's they want you to think that person could lose the title.
That title ain't shit, man. If from what you said is true, that title ain't shit.
If you tell me that somebody else of any other... Okay.
Cesaro was the United States champion. He lost every week on TV and won during the pay-per-views.
That wasn't right either.
But that's the way they do it. Because you gotta make the people think there's a chance that they could lose the belt at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, right? That shit's getting old.
All right, so
hasn't won on a pay-per-view since last year.
Fast, quick, and in a hurry is getting old very, very quickly. Curtis Axel's time has played out as IC champion. He's terrible.
I mean, I am tired of him.
And again,
Kofi will win it, and then he'll drop it to whoever he's supposed to drop it to. Because that's what Kofi does.
Drop it to Big E like he was supposed to.
Kofi is the transitional champion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Drop it to Big E like he was supposed, or maybe to drop it back to Cody like he was supposed to.
Cody got the tag team champion, and then United States champion. Big Teddy's gonna get the United States championship. So
you really think that you're gonna get? Now that's why I disagree with you, Surfer. You really think that you're gonna have Big E Langston win the U.S. title over Dean Ambrose? This win was nice, don't get me wrong, but it would make more sense for him to beat Curtis Axel and grab the IC title than him beating Dean Ambrose.
It's clear cut. They obviously...
All right, well, Curtis Axel is hurt, well, he's going to be out for a minute.
What is he hurt of? What is he hurt? What is his tooth? What, he got a tooth?
He got a bruised uterus.
Is his tooth aching? What is it?
WWE never disclosed the injury in any report they came out with today. The only
that only shows that they want that belt on.
Maybe he failed a drug test. Who knows? I don't know.
Oh my god!
But then they said
I'm telling y'all what's wrong when he had a bruised uterus.
That's funny.
You know what? This was supposed to be better. This pay-per-view was supposed to make up for the travesty of the last two pay-per-views. And in my opinion, it didn't do it. In my opinion, it made things worse before it makes things better. And it didn't ask you any questions whatsoever. And pretty much everything that you can think of what happened
so much for the,
Ray,
so
Ray, for the, they complaining so you hating too much in the chat room. Which so you are.
Say what?
They complaining you hating too much in the chat room. Oh. Lee! Lee from Baltimore. Lee Champion.
Hey, what's up, Lee?
What's going on? I'm sorry. I've been portioning
so much for the last.
Okay. Lee, you're the old head. Put the young buck in place for us, please.
Go ahead.
I'm more. You know what? Even though I'm not a fan of what Triple H said to Daniel Bryan, that's what applies to you, Rage. You aren't worth.
Ooh.
Rage, you aren't worth. Me to come out.
I ain't worth your time. I ain't worth shit. Okay.
You ain't worth. You not worth me coming out this suit, stepping to the ring with you. You know what though? I want to commend WWE on the outstanding job of putting Daniel Bryan over. You know, I was along with Surfer when it first started. I understood completely why they did what they did as far as taking the belt off him. I'll say from a fan's point of view, AA being there live. Anytime you go to a live event, I know like it is for me anyway, it translates differently on TV. Just the energy of being in the midst of people and hearing the music booming and all this, that, and the other, it translates differently. But I'll say, for someone who didn't see it, just listening to the results, I'm like, damn, you know, you can't get a clean finish to a world title match. It's got to be
thank
some type
you.
Of...
Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you so
thank you.
Thank you.
That's really sad, you know, that the last clean finish came this past summer. Here we are.
But the only time you get clean finishes when faces win. When heels win, it's never a clean finish.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
that's far not true. True at all. That's far not from true. True.
It's mostly true.
It's far from true.
But mostly, but it's not true. At
all. We just talked about that last night, how Randy Orton was beating people clean on.
Let me give WWE a piece of advice. Controversy is not always good. Sometimes
it creates cash. That's where this office.
And also the fact that it was so predictable.
Yep.
Oh yeah. You could sit on last night and say exactly what's gonna happen. They made it predictable.
Yep.
Why buy it? Why even spend $55? How do these finishes translate to $59 a pop? That's my question.
And they don't.
And this is the last Hell in a Cell pay-per-view ever.
Lee, man, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you. And I know I'm going to sound like swatch for a minute, so please forgive me. Usos got screwed, dude.
Listen, I understand what you're saying. I would rather Usos win, too. But I believe that the pot that the Roos got that day when they won and through this whole thing, that's the reason why they kept the titles. The fact of the matter is, where the Usos should have been one of them belts before the Roos even came into the picture.
That's your question.
That may be true, but
everyone keeps on saying their time's gonna come. Now I've heard that same shit over and over and over again.
Well,
now,
by the time they get it, nobody gonna care.
Exactly. So if they're not gonna get it, now, when the hell are they gonna get it?
Yep.
Never.
Exactly.
Well, they'll get it.
WWE will make an excuse to put them back on the Shield before the Usos get them. I'm telling y'all.
I think they're going to end up getting them belts. They're going to get them belts when that show come back on.
Curtis Axel, I just read online. He was injured with hurt feelings. That's why.
That bitch ran. He knew he was going to lose that belt, so he said, I'm going to keep this shit a little bit longer.
I'm telling y'all.
He got out with hurt feelings.
How do you fix this?
The pay-per-view has been over, about an hour now, and no one knows what his injury was. No one.
He broke his puss.
They want that belt. They love him. They love Curtis Axel, and they want that belt on him.
He only, in my opinion, he only has one memorable match, and it was on Superstars.
Curtis Axel's reign is almost over. I mean,
reign's almost over, really.
They screwed everybody up with them belts. Back then when Ryback was running through everybody, he should have been the U.S. Intercontinental Champion. It would have looked like they had an unstoppable champion. Everyone they've had that had the Intercontinental or U.S. Championship, people talk about Antonio Cesaro. How the hell he lose the belt and now he start getting wins? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was the champion and he couldn't beat nobody in all these non-title matches. He lost every fucking week. Yeah, he held the belt, but he lost every week. So the way I see it is, it's just bad booking, and they just not booking. This is not okay. This is not the wrestling we grew up on.
Is it just the booking, or is it something else? Is it favoritism?
It's just it's entertainment. Their whole target and their whole mission statement. Their mission statement is just not something that we were. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my biggest complaint, though, and like I said, there's some stuff I don't complain about. I just look at it. I'm like, okay, whatever, it's expected. But the fact that people are paying their money, you know, when you involve money in
shit.
And you're not getting.
Tell them why you're mad, Reed.
I could see if there was that happened the first time at SummerSlam. That was fine, okay? That further storyline. People tuned in the following day to see what happened on Raw. That's understandable. Yeah. Okay, Battleground with no finish, period. Come on, that was ridiculous. And then tonight, it was just so fucking predictable.
And to make it so bad, and don't mean to cut you off, Lee, tonight was supposed to fix all of the issues of the first two, and it did not fix anything.
Yes, it did. You got a champion.
Same line.
You got a champion.
Okay, we got a champion. So the next pay-per-view is going to be another main event involving Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton again. So that's what, four in a row?
That's fourth fucking big match. You don't need that.
But I'm saying that's four main events that involves them in a row.
That's what the WWE do wrong. When somebody has the belt, they feud with somebody way too long. Like I said, you go back to Hogan, and that motherfucker was fighting somebody new every month.
And then what's the other tangent you can go down? Champion versus champion with Orton versus Cena. You haven't seen
that. When is Daniel Bryan gonna get his revenge? Because he hasn't been getting it. Big Show been getting it for him.
Yep.
Well, the thing is this. He's looking bad. Okay. The thing is this. okay, Big Show bitched. He punched him out at, you know, the last show, prevented him from winning at Battleground, okay? Mm-hmm. So even though Big Show defended him now, he punched him out. Daniel Bryan, anytime he gets any type of offense, really, is when he's getting help from somebody. He can't, they don't let him do it on his own. Triple H down talks him. Shawn Michaels, who was his mentor, teacher, trainer, whatever, he turns on him. So the thing is that, you know, the only person, they can't even, it's like he's being buried, but he's put in the main event. I mean, I don't understand. They treat him like
brass ring. It's that brass ring bullshit.
Nobody can blame Cena now, because Cena is far away from that title.
Cena's going to be taken care of. Like, you know, they're going to keep a championship on.
Yeah, he's going to
beat that 16 time thing.
Let's see what he's at, 14. Let's now? See who has the main yeah. event next month.
Yep.
Between Orton.
So where
and
does Orton go from here?
Orton's at 11.
He's champion now. Where does he go from here? Where does this storyline go?
He's going to feud with Daniel Bryan and the Big Show at Survivor Series. He's going to do a three-way.
But he's still heavyweight champion, though. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if Big Show won that belt and had it to, and lost it to Daniel Bryan at Royal Rumble.
Yep.
Every time they always give Big Show the belt.
So I don't see that. When does CM Punk heel turn come on? When does
Never.
CM Punk win the authority and he's their champion?
Because
if
this
dude
is with him fighting
Robbie,
that's stupid.
CM Punk won't turn heel until he gets the belt again.
Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, that would not be the biggest card you can have.
No. I don't think they have.
That's got to be where this is going.
But I don't see CM Punk being a heel to do it, though.
Anything else? Like, why not? Why not?
They're going to make CM Punk is going to win Royal Rumble, and I can see them going in there being both faces.
He was a heel when he put the GTS on the Rock. So he started off as a face. Yeah.
Right now he is neither. He's nothing. He doesn't.
He's a tweener.
He acknowledges fans. But at the same time, he doesn't.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say he's a tweener. Because I mean, anytime you got a line, a tweener is someone who you attacking fans and.
I see him as a face. I think he's a face.
He teamed up with Big E Langston. I mean, he teamed up with people.
I'm seeing
a tweener is like what Austin was when he would come down and stun faces and heels. He was just alone, like AJ was doing. That's a tweener. You know, you teaming up with people and you forming alliances. CM Punk's a face.
The corporate.
That's why they sent him away and let him come back so he can come back as a face. But Heyman turned on him, that turned him into a face. I don't think he has to be a heel for him to for him and Daniel Bryan to fight. It could be like Hogan Warrior. It could be like The Rock and Cena. It doesn't have to be.
But he can still join the authority and not be a heel. But just doing it because he's.
We don't want to see this authority storyline. We want this shit to go.
I'm tired of this fucking storyline. Really
it's been done too long. For too many years, it's been done.
What I see down the road, man, it's going to be CM Punk doing what Triple H tells him to do, and then he's going to do what he tells him to do, you know?
Word from the street is Vince McMahon's supposed to be coming back to people on Raw tomorrow. Vince McMahon's supposed to be coming on Raw tomorrow, so I don't see.
Do what?
I don't know. Set the clean shit up
is what he's supposed to do.
He's coming back to reinstate the Big Show, and the Big Show is getting the title. That's how he's getting into the title picture. There you go. Three-way. There you go.
I think it's more money to be made, or it'll be a more interesting storyline to build off of the fact that you had CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, who were friends, going for the title.
You mean a mania?
Because you got two people. You got people split on who they got to choose from. We already seen CM Punk here. We already saw Daniel Bryan here. Just let them go and fight for the fucking belt.
Exactly. That's like you can't lose in that situation.
I want to know who they're going to.
I would pay money for that. I would order WrestleMania for that.
Exactly.
Who are they going to churn out for Cena to run through for these Knicks? How long Mania? If he keeps that belt, I'm gonna make this.
They put him in a feud with somebody in, like, until his Mania match, listen, like they did when he forced The Rock last year. They had him in a feud with Kane.
When Damian
they ended it right before
Mania.
I was about to make a prediction. If he has that belt after Elimination Chamber, he's facing Taker for that belt.
Wait, when Damian Sandow wins,
versus the belt,
he's going to lose it back to Cena.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, then Cena will win then.
I'm saying if Cena keeps the belt or has the belt,
I understand. I'm saying Cena will win if that's the case, though, because they ain't going to put the belt on Undertaker for him to turn around and wrestle one time a year. If that's the match Tony sees, it's a given that Cena will win.
Okay.
That's true.
For some reason.
You need a better wrestler.
Hold up. For some reason.
You can't have Cena wrestling Undertaker and put on a good show.
We're not on the air.
They don't care about that. They're looking at it, what's going to make money.
Yeah.
The Rock and Cena wasn't nowhere near good. The Rock and Cena wasn't good matches either.
Match I've ever seen. It was just finisher after finisher after finisher. That was so bad. Even people that are loose-knit wrestling fans that watched that were like,
that's what we're talking about, like,
terrible.
But that's what we're talking about. Like, it's not the same wrestling because back in the day, I want to believe they were concerned with not only what would draw money, but good matches. And now it's just about start.
Fellas,
Rock versus Cena was not.
Fellas, we're not on the air.
Rock versus Cena wasn't a good match, but I mean, look how much money that made.
What's wrong with the feed, Serpent?
I don't know. Maybe Double A only set it for a certain amount of time, but we're not on the air.
Unfucking believable.
Well, keep going because it's going to be on the download. So.
Are you still recording?
Of course, I'm recording.
Okay.
You're fine. You're good, man. Yeah, every time I hit connect, it says it fails, invalid password, which means Double A didn't set it long enough.
Or the server company is screwing us again.
Yeah, well, the surfing network is the takeover is over. The surfing network is done. It's back being Rant EM Radio.
I am absolutely loving that. Surfer Network is gone.
You know, you can whine on that network now because you whined on this one long enough.
Oh.
All I want to do was fuck up the Surfer Network for one night.
Yeah, okay.
And Sean, like, there needs to be no more special guest referees.
So what is it going to take? What is it going to take for us to get that perfect WrestleMania? What the hell is it going to take for us to get that?
Yeah, free.
You don't need a perfect WrestleMania. You just need good matches.
Yeah. Oh,
you got one. You got a perfect one. 17.
Yep.
Yep.
Really? You thought 17 was perfect?
Heck yeah.
I just tweeted Booker back with what the sentiment was said on the show. I told him to stop lying.
Go ahead. No, I was just gonna say the only thing that kind of sullied WrestleMania 17 was you knew The Rock was about to leave. You know that got out.
I thought the better WrestleMania was 19.
Heck no, because you know Austin was on the way out.
I knew you were gonna say that, Reed, because you like that one. 19, I thought, for my opinion, had decent matches, but I felt like that wasn't the best. I knew Austin was losing that because that wasn't.
I think to me, it's between 19 and 25.
Cena, you talking about a man? You talking about a three way with Cena, Big Show, and Edge, and then Randy Orton and Triple H?
Are you serious? Are you literally forgetting some good matches that were on that card?
Man, it goes
like
the main event,
Taker Michaels.
But look at 17. You had Taker Triple H.
That match wasn't as good as their Hell in a Cell match.
17 was stacked to me. 17 was nice. The energy was there, all around from the fans and everything else. It was just,
you know. Now I kind of feel like watching 19 right now.
No, I'm saying that the build up for 17 to me was just. I mean, they did an excellent job of getting you to want to see that pay per view. It was like you had to see that. You had to pay to see 17.
Did you, like I say, just by hearing us talk, Lee, I don't know if you saw it or not. You sound like you didn't. But just by hearing the results and everything, Do you sort of kind of agree that this was a bad pay-per-view?
I mean, from the sounds of it, it just seems like they just
it was all predictable.
It's just so predictable. They just putting out whatever. I mean, I think that the thing is, like, when you talk about TNA and talk about TNA has a hole they dug themselves in, so, you know, they automatically, people go in with their roll in their eyes. I think WWE gets a pass a lot of times just because it is WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, people need to call them out on their shit when they fucking up. Now, this is the main event, and titles are still important to me.
What do you mean, surfer?
You were looking for, I mean, just have a fucking clean finish. I mean, it's been four pay-per-views.
But everybody knew it wasn't going to be a clean finish once they said Shawn Michaels.
No, I'm not saying it has to be one every time, but why has it got to be 4 months ago since it's been one, surfer?
Right. It'll be one at a national.
Uh-huh. Sorry, because Shawn Michaels.
That's what we were promised it was going to be at this one.
Shawn Michaels was involved. That's why you knew it wasn't going to be a clean finish.
You're about to get into Mania season, though.
All right, once Shawn Michaels was picked, it wasn't going to be a clean finish.
Well, no. Once we knew that they started with that special guest referee stuff, I knew that wasn't going to happen. Prior to that, I thought they were going to try to fix they were going to try to win their fans back because. A pay-per-view before, they had fans outrate, asking for money back. Pay-per-view afterwards, they pissed people off again with having no contest. And now this one, here it is again. I mean, I'm like, damn.
They really don't care about that stuff, though, Lee.
I didn't. That really doesn't matter. I got your text message real late, Lee.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing. It's very interesting. Sometimes we have to call them to be on their bullshit. And what we caught WWE out on their bullshit is by not participating or buying that their products. The problem is we're in the minority of what is looked upon.
Exactly, we're old school. A lot of us are old school wrestling fans, so we've seen it from whence it came.
But as I said about the Usos, in the Rhodes family, these kids don't know about the Rhodes family.
They don't. But you know what I think it is? I think we looked at closure to feuds, we looked at continuity, and at least the respect for our intelligence somewhat. And in today's time, it's just like, well, let's go out here and try this. Let's go out here and try this. Let's go out here and do this. Let's just go do this. I mean, this whole thing, and Surface said it's true, has been about Triple H. And even when Vince McMahon was a part of the feud with Steve Austin, but it wasn't about all of it. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing. I mean, and the thing is this. I try to defend Triple H and his role as far as helping out backstage and shit. But since John Cena has been gone, it's true. You can't blame John Cena. He's been taken out of the equation. Even still, he's over doing something else or a different part of the company, so to speak. And
go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, Triple H is taking the top spot in the company.
They have Triple H, who is constantly drawing all the attention to himself. Sure. Not just with Daniel Bryan, but with Big Show, with Dolph Ziggler, with The Miz, and everybody else. He's connected himself with The Shield, everything. Only thing he really ain't touching was the Wyatt family. I mean, he was in a tag team. He was all
involved. Oh, yeah, they'll come out and smash a couple people, too, you know.
What you say Triple H was thinking when he's walking down the aisle with the belt?
Yeah, he was holding that belt like he was champion. It wasn't just I'm carrying it to the ring. He carried it out like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm the champ. This is my belt.
like he wanted to spit water out of his mouth. Look, we talking and predicting WrestleMania shit. We fuck around and be Triple H versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
I was about to predict that for Survivor Series. Why are you playing?
The only thing he didn't do tonight was pedigree somebody. And he did that already, so.
I thought that was coming. I thought that
all the things Triple H has done in these last months, I think it's safe to say that he's going to be involved in WrestleMania with even Big Show. Somebody, somehow, some way.
You know, I would have said it would make sense to take on the Big Show at WrestleMania. But after he told Daniel Bryan that he would not get back in the ring for somebody like him, that's who he's going to fight at WrestleMania. He's fighting Daniel Bryan. And he's going to put Daniel Bryan over, too.
Here's my issue with Daniel Bryan as far as why he's going through what he's going through. Do you guys think management really feels as though he couldn't carry it?
No.
I do.
No, because if they did, they wouldn't have put him in the main event to begin with.
Right. I mean, come on now. He's been...
It's just about
I'm sorry,
the chase.
But to me, look, to me...
He's been in four straight main events.
Here's the thing.
It's just poor
focus. Look, and
that
please...
Sam is influenced. Not
don't take this. Don't take this as me being an ass. I think it's just another one of...
You really...
Look, I think this is just another one of WWE's throwing us a bone moments. And I hate when WWE does that.
This can also be a byproduct of Cena's influence, per se.
Okay, listen, if they really thought this, that he's a goat-faced troll and he ain't worth pushing, they wouldn't push him, okay?
That's why I say it's WWE throwing us a bone.
Crowd reaction.
Yes.
That's the key. It's crowd reaction.
He's over.
Cena fights anybody. Kofi Kingston. They don't say, let's go Kofi, let's go Cena. They say, let's go Cena. Cena sucks. Cena is the main fucking draw in any match he almost fucking fights in.
Cena's going to be main event regardless. And I tell you what, if Cena holds onto that belt, they're going to shift the main focus over to John Cena. Just think about it. Every time, no matter what belt John Cena had, that's been become the main title. When he was world champion.
I wouldn't have seen that either, actually. To draw attention to that belt instead of the WWE championship.
I don't have a problem with Cena having that belt. I think it's fine.
Yeah,
if they move him, I would rather them do that and move him to SmackDown.
He's going to bring some relevance back to that title.
It'd be nice to have him SmackDown exclusive too, but I know they ain't going to do that anymore.
I don't think she's going to bring relevance back to it. That's kind of a overstatement.
It was never relevant to me to begin with.
No, it's a relevant belt. It's a relevant belt.
It's not an overstatement because look who's been carrying that belt.
For the last 2 years, anybody who's held that belt has only made the belt look worse.
Alberto Del Rio isn't that bad. Why does everybody think he's
exactly? The man can go.
He can wrestle. He's fine. I just think they book him poorly. When he was on SmackDown the first time, he was doing great. Soon as they moved him, it started going downhill.
This is the mistake I think they made. This is the mistake I think they made. He got over taking on the Big Show, right? Took the belt from him. But, of course, everybody wants to see a Money in the Bank winner cash in. So when Ziggler cashed in, everybody went off, and they took that as a sign of, okay, we got to make Del Rio heel. And so they did.
And he was over at the place.
Ricardo and him are so much better than just ADR by himself.
I got fucking tired of him as a face. I'm sorry.
I don't think he was.
I did too, but even like having Ricardo announce him as a heel is way better.
And must we forget, we got Brock Lesnar in the dugout on the bench.
Who? What is Brock gonna do?
I'm just saying. That's one. That's
coming.
Somebody else.
He's booked to face. And he's booked to face the Undertaker at Mania.
Wait. Hopefully he loses.
You got Taker.
Is Shawn Michaels gonna be special guest referee at WrestleMania?
Why?
With Daniel Bryan.
Why? His John time is up.
He's talking about.
He ain't coming
is that,
back.
Is that how he's going to pay back Daniel Bryan by counting the pin for Shawn Michaels? I mean, Shawn Michaels counting Daniel Bryan's win over Triple H?
He's not coming back until around Mania 31.
We know that.
CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, and then Undertaker, Brock Lesnar. I mean, that's...
And Cena and who? You're getting Cena. Who's Cena fight?
Okay. Oh God!
You gotta get Cena
yeah,
somebody.
No, man, that's a tough one. Who does Cena fight?
And there's it can't no be a mid Carter.
Yeah, there's no main card heels.
So
Who do you have Punk going against?
He's going against
Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship.
Let's just put it this way, because from
Triple H and Cena,
we're all in deep thought that on trying to figure out who's John Cena going to face.
Maybe he'll fight Daniel Bryan again.
Here's the thing: we don't know. Because there's nobody for John Cena to face at WrestleMania. Bottom line, we can't figure it out because there's no one for John Cena to face.
Sting?
But you've got to be Hulk Hogan?
Oh, shut up. Like Sting, really. If Sting's coming to
WWE, AJ said he's going to take the belt to them. So maybe AJ Styles is coming.
Sting is coming to WWE for anything. That would be the best, Undertaker,
WWE already had a cup of tea with AJ Styles. I don't know if they might bring him back because he's been hyped up over in TNA. But look at what they've done with TNA talent since a return.
When you TNA talent, you get somebody WWE, they keep you off the air for what, almost a year.
No one's been treated decently at all. No one has been treated decently since they came.
Remember when Lance Hoyt was in WWE? They only gave him a month.
Yep.
No, I don't know anybody. RVD was already there first. Anyone who comes from TNA to WWE, I've never seen anybody get.
No one's been treated nice. No one.
They sent Monty Brown to ECW, but they say he dropped, so I don't know what happened. But look at what was his name? Used to be Chris Harris. Yeah. That shit was just tanked.
Okay.
Wasn't he like Braden Walker or something?
Fellas, was in WWE, really? Listen up.
R-Truth for the U.S. champion for a week. That was about it.
We should finish this show, and then if anybody wanted to discuss this after the show, we can do that, okay? So.
Alright, just clear it off and we just keep talking.
There you go. You know, Double A gonna want me to end this audio. I mean.
End it. Say goodnight. Alright,
so. Let's get some final thoughts in before I play the outgoing
I'll
music.
Give you a final thought. Fuck this pay-per-view.
Rage, everybody. Give him a hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck this pay-per-view. And you
well,
know
well,
what?
Let me ask, can I ask a quick question real quick? Just real quick. I want to ask a quick question and somebody could just, you know, I'm not even going to comment. I'm just curious to hear what y'all. What do you think, for those that are dissatisfied, what do you think WWE can do in the next pay-per-view to rectify the situation?
Not a damn thing, to be honest.
Not a fucking thing except make CM Punk win the Royal Rumble.
Okay, so if Randy Orton gets a clean win at the next pay-per-view, will anybody be satisfied?
No, because he still shouldn't have had the belt in the first place.
I'll be satisfied.
I'd be satisfied.
You'll just be satisfied for the clean win itself. Doesn't matter who wins. Yep. Oh, it's just a clean win.
Yeah, because it's like a champion worth having. Not all outside.
See, this would have been a better feud. They just traded it back and forth this whole time.
Instead it would have been.
Okay, they held it up, fine. Okay, if Daniel Bryan's won last month and then lost it this month, that would have been a lot better instead.
If he did that and had a rubber match, it would have been fine. I would have been fine with that. That happens often. That's fine. Look, one man got it, one man got it. Look, I wonder if we're going to finally see once and for all who's it. We'll settle it in a cage or however they want to do it. Hell in the Cell, fine. But to have it this way when it's like, oh, you got to bring back somebody from who, like Surfer said, come in here, do his little super kick, and then he gone. And it's like, okay, I could have saw if he super kicked Triple H, didn't touch even man. Okay, that's something different. But come on now.
How many minutes did they spend on that match? Triple H yelling at Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
And then,
are they paying these writers to do? These writers are doing a poor job of writing these storylines.
And then on top of anything, it's got the person the belt gets dropped to is Randy Orton.
Hey. Will, let's get it correct.
I thought Randy Orton was the only
reason why I have a problem with it being Randy Orton because he's so hated right now. The only person that probably deserves it if they really want heel heat besides him is Triple H. Just fuck it, just stop with the game and let Triple H fucking wrestle again because that's what he want to do.
Yeah.
But he can't wrestle full time and be COO. I mean,
he don't have to wrestle full time. Half the people he had in the main event, Brock Lesnar, The Rock, and everybody, Undertaker.
Right,
they all
I'm saying, he
want,
come on, that motherfucker Brock want Lesnar gold
once a month.
You know what? He should be like the $1 million man and make up his own belt You know, he carried his shit around all the time.
Find a Virgil?
Huh?
Find a Virgil.
No, I'm just saying, like, he should come out and say, look, I'm really the king of kings, and here's my belt, damn it.
And God ruins everything.
No, he did that shit last year when he said that he bet on wrestling the broomstick. He did that, 2 years ago. And he did the same damn thing when he buried. A lot of people just say, okay, he buried Daniel Bryan, but he buried Randy Orton, too. Because he said he bet in the ring with superstars. And just like they wouldn't take the time to step in the ring with you, I wouldn't take the time. So I guess since Randy Orton took the time, he can't beat Daniel Bryan, and he just in that boat, too.
Oh!
It ain't worth coming out this suit to step in the ring.
You know what?
I want. You know what? It's already been mentioned, but I want Daniel Bryan and Triple H at Survivor Series.
We are forgetting the name
of this, and that's what I want.
We are forgetting the name for WrestleMania season, and that's Sheamus.
They're not gonna build up something that big isn't going on for months to have it at Survivor Series. That's a WrestleMania match.
Okay.
How can you bring Sheamus into anything? What is he even?
Did you just say Sheamus?
Yeah.
Did you see his face? He shaved all his shit off his face.
Yeah. He looks bald. He looks bald with that. With that.
And he got that little hat. Bald. He looked like a newsboy from the Depression.
What, Sheamus?
He should have never turned heel.
What, Sheamus is bald? He must have just shaved it. When I saw that motherfucker 2 weeks ago, he had hair.
He looks bald.
No, he's bald now.
He just looks pasty.
Well, he must have just shaved it. But listen, let me
pasty pale white with that mustache.
Let me end the audio and then we can continue talking, okay? So everybody, thanks for listening, and I appreciate you allowing me to come into your homes, and we're back, you know, we'll be back on Tuesday, Rant EM Radio.
My home
with Double A and the Rant. And rage, you're gonna get bitch slap, shit slapped out of you, and pimp slap. Whenever I meet you, I owe you 3 fucking slaps.
You
okay?
Ain't slapping a motherfucking thing. You can slap your meat, but you ain't slapping me.
Yeah, but slap my meat until I nut in your face. How about that?
Fucking gross ass. Fucking gross. Pause.
Everybody, peace. Pause. Shut up and play the music.
You gonna tell somebody to shut up?
Quit fucking telling me to shut up.
Shut up, baby.
Everybody, including Double A. Yeah, you